John Cuthbert, the director of the West Virginia and Regional History Center, is placing a roll of microfilm on a reader in the West Virginia University Library. He's getting ready to look at an issue of the Charleston Gazette newspaper from more than 50 years ago. This process can be laborious, from placing the microfilm into the reader and searching through scores of newspaper pages in the machine until you find the article you need. But that's changing.
The equipment is going to change. Eventually, they will become obsolete. But I don't see that happening completely because I think it would be difficult. There's so much microfilm in the world that I really don't see a time when every microfilm in the whole world will be digitized.
Through a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the issues of hundreds of state newspapers from Wheeling, Charleston, Morgantown, and five other towns will be put in digital format. This means they will be made available in formats like PDFs and made available on a database on the WVU Library's website. Cuthbert says it's revolutionary.
Newspapers are among the very, very most important resources for all manner of historical research, and it cuts across literally all fields, and it affects literally all people. It's not just professors at WVU. It's people in the community that are interested in their own family history. Suddenly, the content is accessible in a way that we could only have dreamed about years ago.
Cuthbert spent many years working on an art history book of West Virginia. He says it took him years to comb through issues and issues of newspapers, looking for anything with the word art or portrait in it. Now, with the new database, he says it's time for researchers to revisit old scholarship to update the work. He says he thinks many researchers and many people will want to do this kind of work.
I can get into this database and I can type in the word art or portrait and bang, everything, every reference to those words is there in an instant. What took me years to do now can be done in about a minute. If one has any interest in family history, and most people do, you may not be that interested in where your granddaddy came from when you're a kid, but when people get a little older and they start to try to wonder where they fit in the world, most people get somewhat interested in their family genealogy and things like that. It's very, very common for them to look at a newspaper from Spencer or Wheeling and look for references to their family. Birth announcements, obituaries especially, are among the most common things that people look for.
With the state recently celebrating its sesquicentennial, Cuthbert says it was the right time to get access to its latest batch of papers, which are mostly from the Civil War era. He says it will take some time for all the newspapers to be digitized, but he believes once that happens, the information will also help improve research accuracy.
It's literally impossible for a person to look through every newspaper ever published in West Virginia and find literally every reference to art. It just can't be done. There's going to be a flood of new information that's going to come, and that's going to change a lot of conclusions. It's going to make a lot of books like mine obsolete.
The digitized papers will also be made available at the Chronicling America website. The newspapers being digitized are the Wheeling Daily Intelligencer, Cooper's Clarksburg Register, Spirit of Jefferson, Star of the Kanawha Valley, Kanawha Valley Star, Monongalia Mirror, American Union, Weekly Register, The Democrat, and The Weston Democrat. The dates of the papers being digitized range from 1851 up to 1909. Cuthbert says he thinks the university will be able to digitize more in the future. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.